established a forum with the Federal Reserve.
Steve Martinez, present.
Connie Grace, present.
Ron Greiner, present.
Ray Peterson, present. And Mayor Scott's here, so we have a full council. Pledge of allegiance,
Kelly.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I think this is gonna be a fairly short meeting, you know, at the end of agenda items. Public comments? Anybody in this beautiful crowd over there have anything to say? Okay.
Akatita, sure. So, as all of you know, at this point, also I emailed you all today a letter of recognition. The outlines of my last day here with the city, basically through November 25th, I know that Thanksgiving is that week. Working here, obviously, hand in glove with all of you and staff through that Wednesday, and then take that holiday weekend to actually spend some time on some written memos and other things that I can prepare kind of myself and all of you moving forward. So, spoke with Jeremy, the attorney, wanted to be here and wanted to start a conversation with regards to next steps and transition. So, I have not gone through and facilitated the process like this before, so I will refer a little bit to Jeremy to maybe what some of the options are, or maybe some of the requirements for the charter, kind of a minimum, what the bounds of possibility are, and then obviously just the work session. So no decisions, just a little bit of discussion before we start to set the stage for. I know it's interesting in regards to the election
everything with your for that competition, from Jeremy to for Dasher too. So, you know, we could at least get that paperwork, and see what it amounts to, and we don't really work with city, but Conlon too. And for, you know, I think I talked to Stuart, I talked to Don, I did the deal with Connie, for the interim ship, you know, if we have to put it on, every time, we'll come up with something great, stuff on the internship, and think that, like, to give Melissa a chance to take over, she knows everything that's going on here. And she can work with Corey. Corey's not leaving the state, not leaving anything. I mean, maybe we have to work on something legally wise or something to keep him on board, you know, for a month. I'm sure Sister is the mayor, and I'm the last mayor today, but, you know, as far as, say, if Melissa takes over for a month or two, if she needs help, you want to be able to call him.
Are you talking past November 20th?
Right, past. That's the thing, and I, you know, and in the next 30 days, of course, we expect you, to your help if we decide on Melissa to help her and Jay.
All right, so thank you so much, and have a good day.
Yeah, we're all right.
I'm sure you've already thought about this, already done this, but, you know, and I think it's a perfect time of year. You know, we have all our major projects underway. They've got new employees for this department, which is very good. Melissa might be a little bit overwhelmed, I hope not.
I'm quite overwhelmed.
Yeah, I'd like to just, if we could start on that note, have input from the council members, and start with who on that, go around and just, or if you have something else to add.
What's the city manager pro tem? You know, what is that? What is that by?
Well, you could have an interim city manager during the time from your departure until the new city manager is on board.
Right.
And that's fine. And essentially, what we would do is we would spell that out in the recruitment documents that like made reference to. And frankly, I've got copies of those now. I've got one complete package of those documents in my possession today. But essentially, the way that in which I would see this unfolding is Corey would leave on the 25th, it sounds like. We have an interim city manager serving from November through the date that you actually make your official appointment. My suggestion would be that from a timing standpoint, you should anticipate you could be more aggressive than this, but I think a safe time frame would be anywhere from 60 to 90 days. It takes a while to recruit qualified candidates. And it's all about getting out there sooner than later, getting out the PR notices. You all are going to have at least a couple meetings leading up to that recruitment process to identify the type of individual you want to succeed Corey, if you will. You know, what type of experience, what their salary is, their job requirements, that whole shebang will have to be developed. I would frankly suggest that you kick it off in November, because it would be great to have Corey during the month of November, at least start to frame up what you're looking for by the candidates. Whether or not you wait until January to actually go full steam ahead of the recruitment is up to you. But while Corey's here, he doesn't have an objection to getting his input. It would be very valuable, actually.
Well, and then, you know, Corey and I are talking to the department about this. So, thank you for finding the process of the president in January, because Stu's leaving, I'm leaving, Chris.
It's a very old one.
So maybe we could start it, even if we were starting interviews in December, which I doubt.
Yeah, that. I don't think I would expect
that. That would not work out.
No.
But we could start the process and then turn it over to the new council.
I think that's an excellent idea. If we start the meeting in November, if we start the one meeting in November, or two meetings in November.
I don't think we have a meeting.
So let's assume that the first meeting in November.
strongly believe that the Lutheran has approved or put in place some of these statutes on the board.
Right.
And I realize we have to do progress and also to be able to need to have community input. Last time, three different committees with one counselor on each committee. And we had, I remember right, close to 20 applications. And it was boiled down by the council and the committee to, I think it was four. Then we had each of the four invited at the time, and they went to each of the committees, and the committee interviewed each one of them. They came up to the committee with their idea of who was the best one to take the position. Then the three committees got together, and they brought their opinion to the group. And then they selected from there who the finals were, and there was the final. Oftentimes, some of the most qualified applicants are those that are currently employed with other agencies, institutions, businesses. And so to the extent possible, we need to keep some of these interviews in executive session, which we're permitted to do. Because if these applicants have a fear that their current employer may catch wind of their pursuing a position here, they may
you know, at least 3 months probably. But there is, you know, even, I think there's
everything that Corey's done. I mean, Jake could have to pick up the pace a little bit too.
director and their city reporter basically in the driver's seats in terms of coordinating and scheduling and going in. And because it's a lot of work to contact applicants and schedule this and facilitate interviews and Errol and I've worked on.
Yeah.
And when I look at us internally, I don't know if we have the bandwidth to manage that process. And I don't think ELJ.
You don't want to pay us to do it.
No, we want to pay you. So we need to find someone who can facilitate that. There's a variety of options. I mean, maybe Oregon cities or others.
The league isn't bad, certainly. And you're right, Court, that's a very good observation. You know, we work with staff, of course, to get
yes.
the type of documentation, but we don't want to pay an attorney to reach out to
that. No, that's exactly. And the council is intimately involved, the mayor in particular,
right
there. But again, they were doing the late work in between our
eradication.
And there's no reason, you know, they need to be absolutely being involved. There's no reason that we can't pick up the pace to help out. Because we see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Sure.
I'm not speaking for you, too, but...
We can just give the responsibility to Don.
Oh, okay.
I think it makes sense for what I can do ahead of the board to reach out to the Oregon cities, or even reach out to, I don't know if it makes sense, I'm blanking on her name, she is recruitment for people, and she's got Express.
Yeah.
I mean, then...
Yes.
And then maybe even COIC or something might have the ability to facilitate. So come up with a few options and kind of look at what that would be and we can discuss that.
And we'll discuss that on the porch.
That sounds great. And I'd be happy to give you some suggestions as well.
I'd love that.
And we could do a short memorandum to the council kind of articulating options and identifying some potential consultants, including these more things, along with the documentation. We can identify particular issues for you all to decide rather than just throw everything at you at once. I think that's a great idea.
Available if they can come down and be here for an hour.
a work session about how I'd suggest you handle the compensation piece. But the bottom line is, I'm hoping that a lot of the discussion concerning compensation, benefits, and expectations happen leading up to that meeting.
Okay.
And then in the meeting, we are more or less, you know, again, very specific as far as what conceptually everyone is willing to do or what you have agreed upon. Presented to the entire council for consideration, discussion, and then we move forward. Otherwise, we will not be very efficient on that. We'll try to cover all the things. Does that make sense to everybody?
Is that what Jeremy said? If you need to account for members have questions or concerns or specific things that I discussed, you know, reach out to you and be
that's fine
for myself.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't think they need to reach out to you if you're an auditor.
Okay. Reach out to Jeremy. I'm used to saying reach out to me. So
yeah,
so reach out to Jeremy.
But not or me.
Sure.
You know, I'd like to take some sort of lead on this, like leading. Yeah. I don't want to just, you know, or Stu. Or
Stu doesn't want it.
Stu doesn't want it.
No,
I really think at this point, yes, look in the organizations and stuff like that, but Corey has to step back.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Somebody had to to as well, working together, you know, behind the scenes sort of
thing. As long as they're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, I think there's sufficient direction, what I'm hearing anyway, there's sufficient direction to move forward.
Okay.
And the interim decisions, Dennis, I think, you know, the two of you can make those decisions.
Yeah.
Are you good with that one?
Aye.
You guys good?
Good.
That work for you, Corey?
I'm stepping back.
Off in this other world, rightfully in Friday.
that's the numeral.
She's probably just shaking her open.
I don't have very much comment, actually, because I'm new, and so it's all a change to me, so I'm sure we'll work through it just fine.
Congratulations.
And I'm happy for Corey, because
yes.
I...
very qualified. We were pretty well understood. Oh, no. The brain is still thinking.
Thank you.